USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has announced a formal impeachment inquiry has begun into President Trump.
The president must be held accountable. No one is above the law.
She made the announcement after a wave of Democrats joined the call for impeachment. Following reports, the president may have asked the president of Ukraine to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden, who's a possible Trump opponent in next year's election. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy dismissed the Speaker's announcement.
Speaker Pelosi happens to be the Speaker of this House, but she does not speak for America when it comes to this issue.
The White House is preparing to provide the whistleblower complaint to Congress after the Republican-led Senate passed a resolution demanding the administration do so. The complaint will be turned over to lawmakers by the end of the week. The president has said a transcript of his phone call with Ukraine's leader will be released on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
President Trump speaks at the United Nations. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
President Trump touched on several issues in his remarks to the General Assembly, defending his trade war with China and also defending his efforts to restart negotiations with North Korea's leader. But some of his strongest remarks were made in the direction of Iran's government.
Not only is Iran the world's number one state sponsor of terrorism, but Iran's leaders are fueling the tragic wars in both Syria and Yemen. The regime is squandering the nation's wealth and future in a fanatical quest for nuclear weapons. We must never allow this to happen.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It was a down day on Wall Street. Markets closed sharply lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 142 points, the S&P 500 down 25, and the NASDAQ Composite down 119. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One of the 2020 Democratic presidential candidates is crying foul after a recent announcement by the DNC. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
Representative Tulsi Gabbard became the 12th Democratic presidential candidate to qualify for the party's October primary debate on Tuesday after a new poll showed her with 2% support in New Hampshire. On Monday, the DNC announced to make the cut for the fifth debate in November. Candidates have to get support from at least 165,000 donors and score 3% or higher in 4 qualifying polls, or at least 5% in 2 approved polls in early state polls. Gabbard shares with Fox News how she's doing regarding those requirements.
We have far surpassed the grassroots donor requirement weeks ago, the previous requirement as well as this new one that's been announced. It's the polling requirements that have really been kind of arbitrary about which polls the DNC recognizes as credible, which ones they don't. This is the problem, not just for me and my campaign, but really the problem is for voters who are seeing a lack of transparency, therefore a lack of trust in the process, and are questioning, is this really working for us? Or is the DNC just trying to be these gatekeepers in Washington?
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Tickets with you on your computer or mobile device, and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.